last time we started talking about, we were at the bottom of that base and the base. The Yehuda and the Chacham had machlokas where the Sukkah Lamalam Me'er Samama is Sheira of Sula. Yehuda brings the Raya from Hilni Hamalka that she sat in her Sukkah in Lud that was taller than 20 Amas, and the Zekanim were coming in and out and didn't say anything. So it sounds like even a Sukkah that's taller than 20 Amas is Sheira to the Mitzvah. So the Chachamim have a back and forth. Is it really a Raya? And the Maskana of the Gemara is, yeah, it sounds like it's a good Raya. Why? Even though Anisha is Peturim and Asukah, but she had seven sons, and the seven sons were sitting with her, and it's impossible that one of them would not be a Bar Chinuch. You do the math, it's a choritz, very very unlikely that if you had seven children, that one of them wouldn't be a Kotan Shenotzorch L'Imo, and that Shir makes him a Bar Chinuch. If he's a Bar Chinuch, then the Chori, you should need to be sitting in a Sukkah Kshera. It must be that the Sukkah even taller than 20 Amos is Kshera. So the Gemara is then going to continue. We'll get to this tomorrow. The Gemara is going to continue to say who is the Sarai according to. Right? We had a number of limitations on the sheet of the Chachamim. So we'll get back to that tomorrow. But again, we're talking about the Sukkah of Chinuch. Before we even get to the Kasha that the Gemara has, we're sort of in the beginning stages of the sugya, but there's a lot of discussion about the mitzvah of chinuch in this context. So there's a ritva, a famous ritva right here in Sukkah, that Beis HaMabes, who makes a very important comment based on the raya of the Gemara. What does the ritva say? If you have a kovetz, please follow on with me. Mehosha amina the katan shemechanchen osa b'mitzvahs, yesh lasos lo mitzvah behechsher godol, behechsher gomer kegodol. The Ritva says that from Hilni Hamalka, you see that if you're being mechanech a child in a mitzvah, he has to do the mitzvah exactly the same way that a gadol would. Behechsher gomer has to be exactly as kosher. The chefter shal mitzvah has to be exactly as kosher as it would be for a gadol. The hamaisina and raya b'shmaita misukah shal Hilni mishum de lo saga de leka v'vaneh chad sheigia lechinuch de boy sukah ma'ayas and mikra molei dechsev chanuch lanar apidarka. We're bringing a raya from Hilni Hamalka. It's impossible. She shouldn't have one child who's a bar chinuch. And the whole raya is that if the sukkah is taller than 20 amos, then it's not shayach for a bar chinuch to be yotzei. Right? The child will be yotzei, his chiyuv midrabbanan, and the parent will be yotzei, their chiyuv, however you'll understand the mitzvah of chinuch, as we discussed, machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Right? The chiyuv can't be fulfilled if the child is not going to be using a cheftes shal mitzvah that's as kosher as a gadol's cheftes shal mitzvah. So you see a Maridik Araya from the Gemara that it's not enough just that you give the child a chinuch set, a dalad minim chinuch set. No, he has to be using a set of dalad minim, that's his kosher, as a gadol set, because if not, then he's not going to be yotzei the mitzvah of chinuch, then the parent is not going to be yotzei the mitzvah of chinuch. Because if you could be yotzei the mitzvah of chinuch, even with a chavzah shemitz that's not behechsher gomer, so then what's the raya b'chlal? Even if Hilni Hamalka had a child who's a bar chinuch, he doesn't have to sit in a sukkah that's below 20 amas. Let him sit in a sukkah that's 20 amas. It's still a sukkah. It looks like a sukkah. It smells like a sukkah. The kid will be misragel a mitzvah, even if it's not behechsher gomer. So what? But it's close enough. So if it's close enough, it looks like a sukkah. Even if it's not hadin, it wouldn't be kosher for a gadol, but is that necessary for chinuch? Must be, Zakhtar Ritva, that the child has to do the mitzvah with a chefza that's as kosher as the chefza shal mitzvah of a gadol. This is the eye-opening chiddush that the Ritva has based on our sugya. Be'emes, it's not so kosher. There is a machlokes rishon whether this is true. Do you need the chefza shal mitzvah of the katan, who's a bar chinuch? Does it have to be exactly behechsher gomer, just like a gadol? We know that when it comes to lulav, so lulav on Yom Tov Rishon has to be lochem. Lachakam lochem bayom harishon, kriya tzadar, etc. Lochem, mishal lochem, it has to belong to you. Right? If you borrow a lulav from someone else, a lulav shaol, a gadol can't be yotzei with on the first day. So the Rishonim, later on in the sugya, later on in the Masechta, on Daf Mem Aleph, this also appears in Kiddushin, to those who were here last year on Daf Vav Amid Beis, we had a long discussion about this. So they talk about if you give a lulav matana manas lahachzi, you give it to someone else as a matana on condition that he returns. So we assume matana manas lahachzi is called lochem. It is shelochem, and you can be yotzei with that lulav. Right, that's what the Rishonim. It's a discussion, but for our purposes, we'll assume that it is considered lochem. Yep. So the Rosh in Perek Gimel and Simed Lamed, he connects this to Katan. Next is discussion of of Matanam and Aslahach, the by Lulav and Esrik to Katan. He says, even though Lakartam Lachem by Yom Arishon tells me that it has to be Lachem on Yom Tov Rishon, but if you give it Matanam and Aslahach there, he's going to be able to be Yotzei. He quotes the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Rabbi Gamliel and the Zakenim were coming Besfina, and he was very wealthy, Rabbi Gamliel. He was the Nasi, so he had a Lulav and Esrik, and no one else did, and he gave it Matanam and Aslahach to all of the other. To all the other chachamim, so you see that matanam and asnasa can work by lulav and esrog on yom tov rishon. He says the Rosh near in Simin Lamed. Milsag avorche kamashlan de matanam asnasa shom matana damer rava helach esrog zib matanam asnaslach zero li natal of yotzebo. So hech zero yotze, the person gives it back, he's yotze. If he doesn't give it back, he's not going to be yotze. Okay. V'tzarech sheyitneil of matana gemura, says the Rosh. You have to give it matana and gemura amanah sheyachzar, sheyachzir, v'acha sheyetze v'tzarech lazer v'litna lov matana b'shas hazar. The Rosh says matana amanah sheyachzir is like this, that the baal halulav has to give it to the other person, but matana gemura, that the makabel owns the lulav completely. He gives it matana gemura on condition that the Makabel should give it back by Matana Gemura. It doesn't automatically go back to the Nosein Matana. The whole idea is that the Nosein is giving it to him by Matana Gemura. Almanas, he's telling him that I want you, I'm only going to allow you to be Yotzei with the Dalet Minim if you give it back by Matana Gemura. But the Makabel has to give it back by Matana Gemura as well. It doesn't go back automatically. How does he know that? Says the Rosh. Let's say the Nosin tells the Makabel, I want it to go back automatically to me. He says that's not going to work. The Havikimo Shol. That Shol means that I borrow the Lulav and Esrog from you. So if I don't give it Matana Gemura, then the Makabel Matana doesn't really have it. If I say I want to give it to you on the Nas, that it goes back automatically to me. It never went to him. That's not a Matana Gemura. The din of Matana Manas Nas, it doesn't mean that you give it to him al Manas that it automatically goes back to me. No. It's that you give it to Matana Gemura al Manas that you have to give it back to Matana Gemura to me. But automatically it doesn't go back to the Nosim Matana. Because if it would go back automatically, that's like Shol. That means it doesn't really belong to you. It's just borrowed for the time that you picked the Luvan Esrogam. It doesn't really belong to you. So that's not going to work. It's only if the Nosin gives it to Matana Gemura, and the Makabel is going to give it back to Matana Gemura. How does the Rosh know this? It's a big chiddush. I would have said Matana Manas Lahasir means Matana Al Manas Lahasir, that it automatically goes back. Not that it's on condition that you give it back to Matana Gemura. It says the Rosh, I'll tell you, it's a very poshut arai from the Gemara Sukkah. Later on, Mandav Mem Vav Amid Beis says, let's say a parent has a lulav and esrog, and he wants his child to be yotzei midin chinuch. He wants to give it to a katan. The Gemara says that on Yom Tov Rishon you should be careful that you should be yotzei with the lulav and esrog first before you give it to the katan. Because if you give it to the katan first, then you're not going to be yotzei. Right? But Zera says, is this? Lo likni inish luliva liyinuka biyamatava kama diyinuka mikna kani aknuye lo makni. The halacha is that the katan is aknuye lo makne. He can't be makne. He can be kone min haTorah. Has he kone, but he can't be makne? How does that make any sense? So it's a big discussion in Rishonim. Some want to say that min haTorah the katan can be kone bedas acheres makne. Meaning, if the gadol is makne to the katan and the gadol is supplying the das, even though the katan doesn't have das, and we assume that a kinyan requires two elements, it needs a maisa kinyan and das kinyan. So the problem with the katan is not so much the maisa kinyan, perhaps. You would say the problem is the das. As long as the gadol is providing the das, min haTorah, that kinyan takes place. But the problem is, to be makne back to the gadol, then the katan can't do it. Because without a das makne, min haTorah, the gadol can't be kone b'chazara. There's not going to be no kinyan daraisa. So if the katan is the makne, then you got a problem min haTorah. If the katan is the kone, it's not a problem, because the gadol is the makne. With das acheres makne, min haTorah, the katan can be kone. So that's what the Rosh says. Look, the Gemara later on points out that you have to be yotzei first before giving to the katan, because the katan can't be makne b'chazara. If matana manas lahachzir just means that you give it to him temporarily and then it goes back automatically, so then what's the problem? Let the gadol give it to the katan. B'das acher is makne min haTorah, the katan is kone, and then it automatically goes back to the gadol, and now the gadol has it. The Rosh, matana manas lahachzir, must be that the makne, that the nosen gives it to the makabel, b'matana gemura. It's his. And then la'achar zman, after he's yotze, he has to give it back the matana gemura. That's the problem with the katan, because the katan doesn't have the das to give it back matana gemura. But if it would go back automatically to the nosein, what's the problem with the katan? Let it go back automatically. Min haTorah, the katan is konan, and it'll go back automatically to the gadol. Must be matana menas das. It doesn't mean it goes back automatically. It means he had the mekabel has to be makta the chazara, the matana gemura. That the katan can't do. That's the problem. Says the Rosh, you see, matana menas das, it doesn't go back automatically to the gadol. That would be like shoal. The Makabal has to give it back to Matana Gemura. It's important to keep in mind, right? If you give a Matana, you give a lul of Matana Manasnaza to a Godol, it's not enough just for the Godol, for the Makabal to give it back. He has to be Makna if Matana Gemura. He has to know what he's doing here, right? He has to be Makna if Matana Gemura back to the Godol, because it doesn't go back automatically. The Haraya from Katan, right? By Katan, it doesn't go back automatically, because then it should work. So if Godol gets it, Matana Manasnaza, he has to know that he has to be Makabel the Matana and be Makne Bechazar the Matana Gemur. This is the Rosh Hashita. This is the Rosh Hashita. Dr. Morgan Avram in Simen Tov Rishon and Chesed Kol Mechaz, what do you see from the Rosh? Can a Katan be Yotze V'yom Tov Rishon with a Lulav Shol? Clearly not. That's what you see from the Gemara and Daf Mem Vav, the way the Rosh is interpreting. Right? The katan has to get the lulav and esrog matana gemura. So lulav shol is not going to be enough. Because right? If lulav shol would be good enough, what's the rush bringing the raya from katan? What's the raya from katan? Maybe taka there. It's not a matana nasta. So he's giving it to him in a way that automatically it'll go back to the gadol. I it shol. The katan can be yotze with shol. Clearly the rush is assuming that the katan is similar to the gadol. The din chinuch by a katan is the same as the din of a gadol, just like a gadol on Yom Tov Rishon can't be yotze with a lul of shol, so to a katan. That's what you see from the right, and that's why the rush is being arrived from katan to gadol. That matana manas naaseh must mean b'matana gemura, and that's why it's not going to work by a katan. Sivkot meches. This is Simen Tov Rishon meches in the Shulchan Aruch. Sivav lo yiknenu b'yom rishon l'katan kodem sheyetzibo b'mnei shakatan kone v'enu makna l'acherim min haTorah. Zokta Magen Avram Lakatan. Im Omar Lakatan Yehei Shalcha Ad Shetetze Bo Hakatan Lo Yotza. Rush. If he says to the Katan, it should be yours until you Yotze, and then automatically it goes back to me, that doesn't work. That's Shol. Right? He has to give it to him in Matana Gemura. So if he gives it to him in Matana Gemura, Zokta Rush, the Katan is not going to be able to be Makne Et Bechazor. But it sounds from the Rush that only if the Katan gets it in Matana Gemura will he be able to be Yotze. On Yom Tov Rishon. Comes the Mordechai and quotes Ravon, who seems to disagree. The Mordechai at the very end. Mordechai is in Tov Shin Nun Tes. Because of Ravon, Miwin who Ochez Imatino, Kevin Shloyotze Miyadu Lagamri Shapir Dami. The Ravon, Mordechai is going on that Sugya in Daf Mevav. The Ravon says, if you hold on to the lulav and esrog with the katan, then there's no problem. Shapir dami, everything is great. When you kiyei hadas, those clear with judgment, the chachamim machzir nosolim kamo v'hatinuch notu asam me'atzmo u'mavarech alav. And the kiyei hadas wouldn't even hold it together with the katan. They'd be yotze themselves. They put it back in the place, and the tinuch would take it to himself. It wouldn't be makne to him b'chla. It would mamish be shol. If you hold it together with the tinok, so I'm not sure what that is, right? He's not really kona because he's still holding on to it, right? It's also like shol, but the nekiyei hadas wouldn't even hold on to it. The katan would just pick it up from its makom. Clearly, the Ravon is assuming that the katan can be yotze with a lul of shol, right? What does shapir dami mean, right? The Ravon says that if you're oches with the tinok, then everything is okay. Shapir dami. What does it mean, shapir dami? Who's yotze? It's shapir dami for whom? So comes the Mishnah Berura there in Simen Tov Rishon Ches and Sivkot Mechav Ches. He says shapir dami means that it's still okay for the gadol. Meaning the problem is on Yom Tov Rishon the gadol needs a lulav shelo, a lulav shelachem. So if he holds on to the lulav and esrog with the tinok, then he's not going to have a problem if he hasn't been yotze yet. That's what the Ravon is saying. There's no problem for the gadol. Because he still owns the lulav and esrog. But will the father of the child biyotzi is mitzvah chinuch? Says the Mishnah Berura, it's not so clear, right? Shapir dummy is not. It's not so clear that the father is going to be yotzi as mitzvah. According to the Rosh, says the Mishnah Berura, the father will not be yotzi as mitzvah. According to the Rosh, the father will not be yotzi as mitzvah because the katan never took possession of the lulavanes. The father can't be yotzi as mitzvah. Shapir dummy, from the Ravon's perspective, sounds like it's great for everyone. It's great for the Godol, and the father can be yotzi as mitzvah as well. Right? Shapir dummy means everything is good. What do you mean everything is good? It's good for the Godol that he doesn't have a problem with his lulav, that it'll still be lachem for the Godol, but how's it good for the father of the cotton? How's he yotzi as mitzvah chinuch if the cotton doesn't know it? Comes the Mishnah Berurah and says, the Ravon clearly is arguing with the Rosh. He assumes that the cotton can be yotzi even with a lulav shol. That's why he says, Shapir dummy, it's good for everyone. It's good for the Godol, because he'll still have his lulav lachem. And it's good for the father of the katan too, because the katan doesn't need it to be shalom. Even if it's shol, it can be outside. As opposed to the Rosh, right? The Ravon and the Rosh are disagreeing here whether a katan can be outside on Yom Tov Rishon of Sukkot with a lulav shol that's not his. Either if the Godol and the katan are holding on to it together, or if the Godol gave it to the katan matanam las nahazir in the sense that he said automatically it should go back to me. Right? If he's relying on the fact that it's going to go automatically back to him, back to the Godol, that's like shol. So according to the Rosh, that's not going to work. According to the Ravon, that's okay. Right? Either if you're holding on to the lulav and esed with the katan, or you're yotzei, and then the cotton picks it up, it still belongs to you, right? And he's taking a lulav shol, that's okay. But on Yom Tov Rishon, it has to be lochem. How can the Ravon say that the father will be yotzei as mitzvah chinuch if it's not shalom of the cotton? It doesn't belong to the cotton. Comes the Sharatzi, and he says that according to the Ravon, you see clearly that chinuch, that the mitzvah of chinuch is only on the etzem ha-mitzvah, not on the pirte ha-mitzvah. That's the loshen of the Mishnah Berurah. It's only on the etzem ha-mitzvah, not on the pirte ha-mitzvah. It's not on the details. It's on the etzem ha-mitzvah, on the basic mitzvah. It's the loshen of the Shaar Tzi and Tzivkot and Lamed Vav. He says that's what you see from the Ravon. Because if chinuch is on the pirte ha-mitzvah, if you'd have to have the same chefza, the chefza shel mitzvah, behechsher gomer kemo gadol. If it would have to be like hechsher gomer kemo gadol, that the chefza is just as kosher as the gadol's chefza shel mitzvah. If chinuch were on the pirtei ha-mitzvah, so then what's the Ravon talking about? How can the father be yotzi his mitzvah chinuch in the katan if the katan is only getting a lulav shol? It's not a lulav shalo. So there's something missing. It's felt in the pirtei ha-mitzvah. Something missing in the details of the mitzvah. The etzem ha-mitzvah is there. It's a lulav and esrig. But there's something missing from the pirtei ha-mitzvah. If you would say that the pirtei ha-mitzvah have to be the same, that the katan has to do the mitzvah with a chefza that's behechsher gomer kemo godol, so how can the Ravon say that a katan can be yotze with a lulav shol on Yom Tov Rishon shel Chag? Must be, says the Shaar Tzion, that the Ravon holds that you don't have to do chinuch on the pirtei ha-mitzvah, only on the etzem ha-mitzvah. The basic mitzvah. It doesn't have to be on the pirtei ha-mitzvah. All the details don't have to fit in here. It doesn't have to be perfect like the Godel. That apparently is the machlokas, the Ravon and the Rosh. That the Rosh holds, no, the katan can't be yotzei with a lulav shol because chinuch is on even the pirtei ha-mitzvah. And the Ravon says, no, chinuch is only on the etzem ha-mitzvah, it's not on the pirtei ha-mitzvah. Moshe.
Is he understanding the etzem ha-mitzvah as only the chefza?
The etzem mitzvah means the basic mitzvah, even if all the details and the conditions and the halachas that relate to the chefetz are not fulfilled.
Lachem is in the pasuk. Sound like it's
lachem is in the pasuk. I hear, but the basic chefetz shel mitzvah is a lulav and esrog. So that he has a lulav and esrog. Etzem would be the basic chefetz shel mitzvah, even if the details are not going to be fulfilled. Zach.
So when the Shaar Tzion says that kind of you still fulfill mitzvah kinuch, is that referring only to the father, or if we're holding that the son also is
excellent, we're going to get to that. It could be that this shaila might be dependent on those two opinions. We're going to get to it. Mitzvah Shem Sam.
Isn't, according to this Mahali, isn't this just the Havamina of the Gemara? Of our Gemara?
Aha, so now you're getting back. If the Ravon assumes that the mitzvah of chinuch is only on the etzem and it's not the pirtei mitzvah, how does he understand our Gemara? The Ritva's Raya. Oh, I'm going to get to that. Yes.
What he
Oh, exactly. Right, that's the kasha. Right? Would he allow a chinuch tzed? He says that a lulav shawl is enough, but is a lulav shawl and a chinuch tzed the same? What's a chinuch tzed? A chinuch tzed means it's a lulav and esrog, but, you know, I don't know, niktam rosho, maybe. Maybe the top is chopped off a little bit. Is that, you know, it's a chinuch tzed. Sometimes it's not so perfect, right? There's some dots on the esrog, maybe some black dots, which might possibly be esrog. You know, but it looks like an esrog. It looks like an esrog. It certainly smells like an esrog, right? Right, so that's a chinuch tzed. I mean, that's not the chinuch tzed that we buy. The chinuch tzeds that we buy are probably kosher, right? Because everything is much cheaper. But it wasn't always like that, you know. In the 80s and the 70s, you couldn't get a chinuch tzed that was kosher. There were problems with them. They used to. I mean, sometimes we got a chinuch tzed like that, but a lot of people didn't. Now it's, you know, everyone's buying, you know, much more. It's so much easier to get a set of dalet minim. I don't know. It's just it's much more plentiful. It never was like that. It was like that. So, you know, all these shaylas of chinuch tzed, the chinuch tzeds are kosher. They're not, you know, mehudar, shebe mehudar. Maybe a gadol wouldn't want to take the chinuch tzed, but to passel the chinuch tzed, it's very hard to passel a chinuch tzed when it's that. Unless the lulav is mamish chopped, if it's niktam rosha, then there's nothing to talk about. But echlaka tiomis, okay, the tiomis is split, but and many shittas that hold, if it's not split berov, it's the kosher. I mean, you know, it's very hard to pass the chinuch tzed. But you're saying, Yosef, let's say the chinuch tzed is taka pasul. It's possible, but hey, it looks like a lulav and esrog. Would the Ravon say a chinuch tzed is also kosher for chinuch? Does he only say lulav shol is kosher? We're going to have to talk about that. It's a good kasha. Yeah.
He says that you still need the etzem and mitzvah, so if the
chinuch
tzed is pasul.
What does etzem and mitzvah mean? Oh, so we're going to have to get to this. So the shayla, Zach shayla, right? Shayla is according to the Ravon that lulav shol works for chinuch. So how does he answer the Ritva's raya? Hilni Hamalka was sitting in this sukkah. Rabbi Huda brings a raya that sukkah l'mala me'esem mam is kshera because the Chacham didn't say anything. And there must have been at least one bar chinuch, right? At least one of her children, one of her sons was a bar chinuch. And if a sukkah taller than 20 amas is psula, then the Chacham should have said something. He should have given her to chacha. Should have said that it's not the right thing, that the mitzvah of chinuch is not going to be fulfilled. So the kasha is, according to the Ravon, what's the problem? They're sitting in a sukkah, so it's taller than 20 amas. But that's just pirtei mitzvah, right? You have the etzem mitzvah, it's just the pirtei mitzvah. So if the Ravon holds that there's no din of, that chinuch doesn't include the pirtei mitzvah, it's only the etzem mitzvah, so what's the problem? What's the Ritva's raya from Hilni Amalka, that you have to give the katan, the chetzesh mitzvah, that's behechsher gama kamo gadol. But who says you need a hechsher gama kamo gadol for chinuch? Maybe the etzem mitzvah is enough? So the Chochma Shlomo, Rav Shlomo Kluger, in his Hagos and Shulchan Aruch, he has a very interesting beer in the Ravon. He says that it could be what the Ravon is saying is something special to Lulav. Doesn't relate to Sukkah Bechlau.
Why?
He quotes the Chacham Tzvi. He says the Chacham Tzvi says that we know there's a difference between what's called Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni. That doesn't mean Yom Tov Sheni that we, you know, what we call Yom Tov Sheni. Yom Tov Rishon means the first day of Yom Tov, and Yom Tov Sheni means Chol HaMoed, right after the first day of Yom Tov. In Chutz La'aretz, where the Yom Tov Sheni, what we call Yom Tov Sheni, Shel Golias, has a din of Yom Tov Rishon regarding the psulim of Dalei Minim, that's a whole shaila. It's a whole shaila. But I'm saying the chilek between Yom Tov as opposed to after Yom Tov. The chilek between the mitzvah d'oraisa v'lekachem lachem b'yom harishon, which might extend because of sfeika d'yoma to Yom Tov Sheni, as opposed to the mitzvah d'rabbanon of zeichel l'mikdash, to take the lulav and esrog even after Yom Tov, even on Chol HaMoed. The mitzvah of zeichel l'mikdash to take the lulav and esrog after the Yom Tov is clearly only d'rabbanon. Right? The mitzvah of Yom Tov Rishon, forgetting about Yom Tov Sheni Shel Goliath for a moment. The mitzvah of Yom Tov Rishon is Daraisa. The mitzvah of Zechel HaMikdash on Chol HaMoed is Darabon. So comes the Chacham Tzvi and says, there's a clear chilek between Yom Tov Rishon as opposed to Chol HaMoed, between the mitzvah of Daraisa and the Zechel HaMikdash. The din of Lulav Shol doesn't apply by the Zechel HaMikdash. By the mitzvah Darabon of Zechel HaMikdash, Chazal did not include the requirement of lochem, right? Lochem is a requirement for the mitzvah d'oraisa, but not for the mitzvah d'rabban. So comes the Chacham Tzvi and says, look, if you don't have a lulav shalo, right? Let's say he found a lulav. He found a lulav in the shul. He doesn't have his own lulav, and he finds a set of dalaminim in the afternoon. So can he take the set of dalaminim very carefully, not to ruin the set? Right? But can he take that? It's only a lulav shol. It's on Yom Tov Rishon. The answer is no. He's not going to be yotze with the lulav shol. On chol moy, can he take this set of dalaminim and be yotze the mitzvah? Right? Yes. Right? So comes the Chacham Tzion and says that if you don't have your own set of dalaminim on Yom Tov Rishon, b'di'eved, take the lulav shol. Even on Yom Tov Rishon, he says. Why? The mitzvah d'araisi, you're not going to be able to be yotze. But it's logora from Yom Tov Sheni. If on Yom Tov Sheni you can be yotze a mitzvah d'rabbanan with a lulav shol, then even on Yom Tov Rishon you'll be yotze mid'rabbanan with a lulav shol. Minat Torah you can't be yotze with a lulav shol, but mid'rabbanan you'll be able to be yotze even on Yom Tov Rishon with a lulav shol. So if you don't have a lulav that can be shalachem on Yom Tov Rishon, at least take the lulav shol. That's the Chacham Tzvi's Chiddush. I mean, you could have said that the whole Zeichel HaMikdash doesn't apply on Yom Tov Rishon. You only have a mitzvah d'oraisa. You have a mitzvah d'oraisa. Chachamim were never misakin a mitzvah of Zeichel HaMikdash on Yom Tov Rishon. The Chacham Tzvi has a Chiddush that since there's a mitzvah of Zeichel HaMikdash, mid'rabbanan on Chol HaMoed, for b'di'evit, if you don't have a chefta shal mitzvah, you can be yotzi on Yom Tov Rishon. B'di'evit, take a little of shal at least, on Yom Tov Rishon even. Mid'rabbanan, you'll be yotzi with a lulav shol, because you can be, always be yotzi a mitzvah d'rabbanan of lulav with a lulav shol. That's the Chacham Tzvi's Chiddush. And even on Yom Tov Rishon, you can take a lulav shol b'di'evet to be yotzi the mitzvah d'rabbanan if you don't have a lulav that can be lochem. So comes the Chachma Shlomo and suggests, what's the mitzvah of chinuch? Is that a mitzvah d'araisa d'rabbanan? It's a mitzvah d'rabbanan. So if the mitzvah of chinuch is only a mitzvah d'rabbanan, it makes sense that you can be yotze the mitzvah of chinuch. A parent can be yotze the mitzvah of chinuch with a lulav shol, by giving the katan a lulav shol. It's logara from a godol being yotze with a lulav shol on Yom Tov Rishon. If the Chacham Tzvi says b'di'evet, even a godol can be yotze with a lulav shol on Yom Tov Rishon, b'di'rabbanan he'll be able to be yotze even though the mitzvah d'araisa l'kachtam l'chem he can't be yotze. So even l'chatchila you should be able to be yotze the mitzvah of chinuch with a lulav shol even on Yom Tov Rishon. Because chinuch is only a mitzvah d'rabbanan, and you see, to be yotze lulav d'rabbanan, lulav shol is enough. So comes the Chacham Shalom and says, I can tell you pshat in the Ravon. The Ravon is not making a statement about chinuch in general or about sukkah. He's making a statement about chinuch by lulav. The Ravon is saying that since by lulav d'rabbanan you can be yotze with lulav shol, so for chinuch you can also be yotze with lulav shol, because chinuch is only a mitzvah d'rabbanan. So it comes out, according to the Chacham Shlomo, this Ravon could really agree completely with the Ritva. Right? He could say that by sukkah, there's no dispensation of lamala me'esim for a mitzvah d'rabbanan of sukkah. Right? The mitzvah d'rabbanan of sukkah requires the same shir gova. So if the mitzvah d'rabbanan requires the same shir gova, then you can't be yotze the mitzvah of chinuch with a sukkah that's taller than 20 amos, because there's no chilik in sukkah. By lula, we find such a chilik between the Rabbanan and the Raisa. So then when you plug it into chinuch, it turns out the Rabban might be right. Maybe lulav shol works, even on Yom Tov Rishon, because chinuch is only a mitzvah of the Rabbanan to begin with. And by the Rabbanans, the Chacham Tzvi has his chiddush, right? That you can be yotze the mitzvah of the Rabbanan of lulav, even on Yom Tov Rishon with a lulav shol. So then you can be yotze the mitzvah of the Rabbanan of chinuch with a lulav shol as well. But sukkah, we don't find any chilik between taller than 20, less than 20, between the Rabbanans and the Raisas. No, even someone who has a chi of the Rabbanan also has to have the same shir gov and the sukkah. So maybe there's a chiluk between lulav as opposed to sukkah. This is one approach, right? That the Ravon agrees with the Ritva that by sukkah you need hechsher gomer kama gola. It's a special halacha by lulav, because by lulav you can be yotze by lulav shol even on Yom Tov Rishon for the mitzvah d'rabbanan. So since chinuch is a mitzvah d'rabbanan, maybe you can be yotze with lulav shol. The more popular approach in the Ravon is to say that the Ravon makes a chiluk within the mitzvah chinuch between different types of psulim. There's a psul in the guf ha-cheftza, and there's a psul study, an external type of psul. The Ravon is saying that avada to be yotze mitzvah chinuch, you have to give the katan a cheftza shal mitzvah. That's not posul the guf ha-cheftza. It has to be the cheftza shal mitzvah without a psul in the guf ha-dover. If it has a psul study, the Ravon holds, that's okay. If it only has an external psul that's not intrinsic to the cheftza, that's not a problem for chinuch. Because what's the whole idea of chinuch? That you have to be margil the cotton in the mitzvah, you have to get him used to the mitzvah. So as long as you give him a cheftza shal mitzvah that's not posul begufo, he'll be misragil, he'll get used to the mitzvah. There are some pirtei mitzvah that are not perfect, that's not a problem. Those are only external to the mitzvah. The cotton is not going to notice that. He's not going to realize that there are these side psulim. So that's not a problem for chinuch. Psulim, the guf achatzah there, even the Ravon would say that that's going to be a problem. So that's the chilah between sukkah, lamala, mechaf ama, as opposed to lulav shol. That lamala, me'asimama, the Ravon says, that's a psulim, the guf achatzah. That's a psul in the shia. It's a different sukkah. It's the height of the sukkah. That's in the cheftza shel sukkah. That's a problem. The katan is not going to be misrag al yofen. The ravon would agree to the ritva that avada, a sukkah that's taller than 20 amas, is posul for the mitzvah of chinuch. Why? Because it's a psul in the gufa cheftza shel sukkah. The ravon was only saying lulav shol. Lulav shol is not a psul in the gufa cheftza shel mitzvah. What's the raya? What's the raya that lulav shol is not a psul in the gufa cheftza? Because for the Zeichel and Mikdash, Lulav Shol is kosher. Right? For the Zeichel and Mikdash, for the mitzvah, the Rabbanon of Zeichel and Mikdash, Lulav Shol is kosher. So it can't be a psul in the Gufa Chefza. Because if it's a psul in the Gufa Chefza, it wouldn't be a Lulav Kosher. Of course it's a Lulav Kosher. It's just on Yom Tov Rishon, there's an extra prat. There's a din study that it has to be Lochem. But that's not a psul in the Gufa Chefza. So Dr. Avon, if Lulav Shol is not a psul in the Gufa Chefza, it's not a chisaron for chinuch. Because in chinuch, all you need is that the Gufa Chefza should be kosher. There shouldn't be a psul in the Gufa Chefza. Lulav Shol, what's the problem? First of all, the kata might not even notice that it's a Lulav Shol. He might not know it's borrowed. He doesn't understand. He doesn't know the halachas. He didn't come to shir. Right? He didn't come to shir on Sunday. I mean, yeah. Right? He didn't come. Right, the katan might not know that a lulav shol is pasul, and even if he does know, but he's still misragel to take a lulav kosher. He's being misragel in the midst of lulav. He's not going to think so much, right? He knows it's shol, but the point is he's taking a lulav kosher, so that's not a problem. But if you do the mitzvah, if you give him a mitzvah with a chefza that's pasul batzmuso, it's a psul the gufa chefza. So that's a problem. The katan is not going to be misragel yofe. You give him a lulav hayovesh, a lulav sheniktam rosha, right? If it's dried out, right? It's the top is cut off. That's a psul in the gufa chefza. The Ravon would admit that avada that doesn't work for chinuch. That's like a sukkah that's taller than 20 amas. That's a psul in the gufa chefza. You give him a chinuch set that's posul in the gufa chefza Yosef. The Ravon would taka admit that that's posul. That doesn't work for chinuch because that's a psul in the gufa chefza, and that the Ravon agrees. The cotton can't be misrago properly if there's a psul in the gufa chefza. It's only if the psul is a davar tzaddi. So he really might agree with the ritva. Everyone will agree to our sugya. Meaning our sugya is not a raya to anything. It's not clear which side the ritva goes on, the ravon or the rosh, because they're not talking about the same issue. The ritva is talking about if there's a psul in the gufa chefza, avada that's not going to be kosher v'chinach. The ravon might even agree to that. Everyone might agree to that. The Ravon and the Rosh are only arguing about Lulav Shol because that's a psul study. Right? It's not a psul in the Gufa Chefza, it's only a psul study. Talk to Ravon, if it's only a psul study, then it's not going to be a chisaron for chinuch. And the Rosh says even that's a chisaron for chinuch. Even that's a chisaron for chinuch according to the Rosh. The Ritva is talking about a psul in the Gufa Chefza. The Rosh says even a psul study, a side psul like Shol, that's also going to be a problem for chinuch. Because you have to give the katan a chefza shel mitzvah that's mamish behechsha gomer k'mo gadol. It shouldn't have a psul in the gufa chefza, nor a psul study. It's got to be mamish as kosher as a chefza that the gadol would take, according to the Rosh. The Ravon says, no, there's a split between a psul in the gufa chefza and a psul study. Okay, this is a second approach. Right? The Ravon can be explained by Rav Shlomo Kluger and the Chachma Shlomo that there's something special to lulav. Because lulav for the mitzvah rabbanan can even be shol, something special to lulav. Or no, what's different about lulav is that lulav shol is only a psul study. It's not a psul in the gufa chefza. Ravon will say a psul in the psul study is okay for chinuch. Okay, this is something. This is a yisod that Rav Zsolti in the Mishnas Yavitz and Siman Ayin has, and a number of other mechabrim also have. This is a very popular approach that a number of the mechabrim give to explain machlokas Ravon and Rosh. Yes. You're saying the difference between 19 and a half and 20 is now. I know, but we have to draw the line somewhere. We have to draw the line somewhere. And the Kotlin will notice, you know, a tall sukkah, not a tall sukkah. So, since we have to draw the line somewhere, a psul. The line is drawn between a psul and the gufa chefza and a side psul. If it's a psul in the guf hachefza, so then the chachamim, when they were masakin this mitzvah chinuch, they said no psul in the guf hachefza.
We're saying it's because it's going to affect his performance, because it won't be like a real mitzvah, because you won't notice that. Either way, if it's 19 and a half, it's still asked.
So, so let's say it's 40 amos. Is he going to notice that? But where are you going to draw the line? Only at 40 amos? 35? 30? So that's why we say if it's a psul and a guf hachefza, then we're not going to allow the katan, we're not going to allow the gadol to be mechanic the katan in that way. That's the way the chachamim formulated the din of chinuch. So finally, what's this all based on? The Ravon and the Rosh are arguing now whether you really have to give a chefta shel mitzvah that's behech shagama more than the ritva. The ritva is saying it has to be behech shagama, it can't be posul in the chefta. The guf hachefza can't have a psul. The Rosh is saying further that it has to be behech shagama, that it shouldn't even have a psul study like shaul. So what's this machlokas based on? If the chefta shel mitzvah of chinuch has to be mamish kosher in the chefta, kosher in all the pirtei hamitzvah, the Ravon says, no, it doesn't have to be kosher in the pirtei hamitzvah. What's the machlokas? So Zach wanted to suggest that maybe this is totally the machlokas Rashi and the Rosh and Brochas, Nemches. Right? According to the Ravon, that you don't need hechsher gomer. You just can't be psul in the guf hachetz. It doesn't have to be hechsher gomer. What's he assuming? That chinuch is what? To be margil the katan in the mitzvah. Margil the katan in the mitzvah. So as long as there's no psul in the guf hachetz, you'll be margil him properly. The Ravon holds like Rashi in Brachas. It's only to be margil the katan in the mitzvah. The katan is not a mechuyah bedavar mid Ravon. It's only to be margil him in the mitzvah. So as long as you have a chefza that's not psul, that's not posul in the guf hachefza, that'll be margil him properly. Even though it's shol, that's okay. The Rosh disagrees. He holds like Tosus and Brachas. The Rosh says he's a mechuyah bedavar mid Ravonan. That the mitzvah of chinuch not only is mechayev the father, the parent. Right, Shiloh, if it's the mother too, right? Not only is mechayev the parent, but it's even mechayev the child. The child's viewed as a mechuyah bedavah. Right? It's tzvei dinim according to Tosfos. So the child is a mechuyah bedavah, then it makes sense. Midrabanan, he needs a chefza mamish like a gadol. That there shouldn't be any psul in the guf chefza, nor a psul study either. So the Rosh would say, like Tosfos and Brachas, that the child is a mechuyah bedavah, and that's why he mamish has to have. That's kosher legamri. There shouldn't be any psul, not a psul in the guf hachefza, nor a psul tzadi, because if there's a psul tzadi, how can he be yotze? Just like a godel who is a mechuyah bedavar can't be yotze with such a chefza, so too the katan wouldn't be able to be yotze either. The Ravon assumes, like Rashi, that the katan is not a mechuyah bedavar. The whole idea is that you want to be mechanech, to be margalim for the mitzvah. So as long as there's no psul in the guf hachefza, then you will be able to be margalim and you'll be able to be yotze the mitzvah chinuch. Yes, Josh.
It just says when the Mishnah was Judaeus, when he said the first one regarding the Rosh, he said, "I'll no yotz mekila kazed, the hati yosh lo velo mekila kan, velo kibo of the mitzvah skiyah." Seems like it would be on the father.
No, we said according to Tosfos, there are tzvei dinim. There's a chiyuv not only on the katan, there's a chiyuv on the father too. So that's what the Mishnah is saying. Because the katan is a mechuyav davar, even the father will not be yotzei his chiyuv, because his chiyuv is to make sure that the katan mamish is taka yotzei the mitzvah, because the katan is a mechuyav davar. Okay? Yeah.
Do we say that
a little
gadol is a psul in the chefta, or it's a psul
tzadi? Psul tzadi. It's like shal.
That's how we understand.
Not a psul in the chefza. What?
Well, that's how we understand the whole concept.
Are you saying just one second? The lulav hagozel is a mitzvah ba'avera. So what? It'll be psul on Yom Tov Sheni also. Be psul on Yom Tov Sheni. So the raya we have from lulav shol, doesn't apply. But I still don't think it's a psul in the guf hachefza. It's still the chefza shal mitzvah. If you weren't to get, it can't be considered a psul in the guf hachefza if you could. If there would be a way that you could use this for the mitzvah, and there is a way that you could use it for the mitzvah, if it wouldn't be gozel, but rather the guy would give it to you, matana, you could be yotze. So that shows you it's not a psul in the guf hachefza.
But also according to the first answer with the chacham tzvi, the whole sort of the chacham tzvi would fall apart there because the love of gozel is possible even on Yom Tov Rishon. Are you saying that the Gemara compares on that
right, that would not work for chinuch. Lulav hagozel is a mitzvah ba'avera, so that taka would not work for chinuch, I guess. Right, that wouldn't work for chinuch because even for the mitzvah derabbanan of zeichel hamikdash, you wouldn't be able to take a lulav hagozel. So then lachora, that would not work for chinuch according to the chachma shlomo svar. Lachora, yeah.
Don't we learn out the Sharon and Gazor have like the same din, because in the end of the day they're both not lachem.
Look at the first sugya in the third parak. That's the sugya says that lua gozlam is a mitzvah babavera. You're not going to be yotzi on yom tov sheni. Right? That's the whole discussion. For lulav shal, you will be able to be yotzi on yom tov sheni. It's a discussion. Mitzvah Shem will get to the third parak. Hopefully, we'll.
I mean, lachem only applies to the first day.
Lachem only applies to the first day. Right. Exactly. Right. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Right. The Gemara says bishlam yom tov rishon doksev lachem mishalachem, but yom tov sheni. Why not? Mitzvah Babavera. Right, that's the first sugya, Daf Lamed. Okay, Mitzvah Shem, we'll get to it at some point in time, hopefully. Okay, we'll stop here, and then we'll just add a little bit with
Halacha.